The most recent U.S. drought monitor for South Dakota reveals 83% of the state is experiencing abnormally dry to severe drought conditions. That's a concern for farmers planting winter wheat, as dry fall soils are challenging to emergence. While nothing can be done to increase rainfall, SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Ruth Beck states, planting deeper to find moisture might be an option.
But we really don't recommend them going much deeper than 2 to 2.25 inches. They just don't get a good stand if we go a lot deeper than that with winter wheat.
Beck reports certain winter wheat varieties, like Winter, feature a longer coleoptile, which may work better for deeper planting. Another option for winter wheat in a dry autumn is to delay planting.
And that's not a bad option either. You know, we're looking at a little cooler weather coming up, and so planting in that cooler weather, sometimes people talk about how the moisture comes up from underneath, and I think that's a possibility.
The recommended cutoff date for winter wheat seeding in South Dakota is about October 10th. Those choosing to go later than that risk a shortage of time for seedlings to establish before cold weather. Beck says crop rotation can also make a difference on seedbed moisture.
So looking at winter wheat going back into some nice spring wheat stubble or some spring grain stubble, that's going to be a good situation. Hopefully it's going to catch more winter snows.
Finally, some farmers might choose to defer planting winter wheat and instead opt for spring wheat next year. Or they might consider dormant seeding spring wheat this winter. While dry soils are conducive to a fall harvest, moisture is drastically needed for the winter wheat crop. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.